We came from London and we arrived 2 days ago.
Did you have any difficulty getting in?
No. No, they did. They put us through the passport checks and that sort of thing, but it wasn't difficult. They were a bit suspicious. They asked us where we were going and what we were doing, and we told them a load of lies, and then that was all they could do. They're just trying to do their best to intimidate people, I think. Driving around en masse and turning up in the morning at 5:30 and being in riot gear and that sort of thing. But yeah, I don't know. I think they're just trying to say that you're never going to be able to do this, when of course we will. Well, they were trying not to look relaxed, but they're Italian, so I suppose they just are relaxed. I don't know. They were just being relaxed, but in a aggressive way.
In full riot gear.
In riot gear. Yeah, so they were trying to intimidate us. But they didn't really do a very good job.
We don't belong
to any organisation at all.
Even though we may not be part of other organisations, we have all done other actions and been involved in other campaigns in different ways, although not actually affiliated to any particular organisation. So we do have lots of reasons, various reasons for being here, but for one person to describe individually, it'd probably take hours, really. But there are a lot of reasons. Well, we're staying with the civil disobedience block, so we will be trying to go into the red zone, definitely, and probably just take it as it comes on the day, but definitely that is our intention, is to go into the red zone.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people who are quite determined.
Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be as big a British contingent here as there was in Prague, and so I suppose we'll have to play it a lot more by ear as to what we're going to actually do. But in Prague, it was cool. We had the Samba band and the Pink and Silver blockade, and we nearly got into the conference centre doing that. Whereas other people, it seemed the Italians' tactics was to just go head on. Not all Italians, obviously, but the Italian black bloc go full scale. And there doesn't seem to be the sort of in between. Do you know what I mean? You've got a lot of people who want to sit down and get beaten up by the police, and a lot of people who want to just go in and beat the police up. And where's the middle ground? There needs to be some middle ground, and I haven't seen it here yet. There's a bit of a pink and silver sort of, I don't know. It's not really the white overalls is in between, and I'd like to see that. That's what I'd really like to see, is that succeed, because it is
but not violent.
Because we're not actually with any particularly large group. That is our idea, is to follow them, because they have the same idea as us, and see how it goes.
We will bravely run away. Prague was the first international action that I did outside Britain, other than, there was the G8 in Birmingham. The WEF in Davos earlier in the year, and we did that was a nightmare, and we were totally shafted, and we couldn't get anywhere near it. And we were doing a documentary for Channel 4 as well, with this guy called Darkus Howe. He's a Black Panther, he was one of the most prominent Black Panthers from Britain anyway, and it was his documentary. And even with the documentary team and the media, we were meant to be allowed to go in there, and they turned us back, and that was a nightmare. That was locked down with soldiers and guns, and it was horrific, really. Prague wasn't Prague. The police were completely crap. And everyone just walked up to the conference centre, and then they had a big war with everyone. It doesn't happen in Britain like that.
No.